Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 1, question 1. What is thy only comfort in life and in death? That I, with body and soul, both in life and in death, am not my own, but belong to my faithful Savior Jesus Christ, who with his precious blood has fully satisfied for all my sins and redeemed me from all the power of the devil, and so preserves me that without the will of my Father in heaven, not a hair can fall from my head. Yea, that all things must work together for my salvation. Wherefore, by his Holy Spirit, he also assures me of eternal life, and makes me heartily willing and ready henceforth to live unto him. And then question 2. How many things are necessary for thee to know that thou in this comfort mayest live and die happily? 3 things. The first, how great my sin and misery is. The second, how I am redeemed from all my sins and misery. The third, how I am to be thankful to God for such redemption. Amen. Every year, as we work through the Catechism, I try to focus on a little bit of a different area or element in the brief expositions that are given of this. For the last 2 years, we've been looking at the scriptural support for the Catechism, basically trying to prove Sunday after Sunday that the Catechism is biblical. We did that first by looking at texts that the Catechism doesn't mention, but that support its propositions in order to illustrate the reality that scriptural support for the Catechism is broader than just the proof texts that are listed in it. Then last year, we were looking at how a particular proof text connected with the truth of what the Catechism was saying. So after 2 years of hopefully demonstrating over and over that the Catechism is biblical, for this year, what I think I'd like to do instead is focus some attention on the questions. We often think very deeply about the answers. We go over them, we review them. But there's theology, there's truth embedded in the very form of the questions and in the language that they use. So this year, as we work through, we'll focus more attention on the questions than on the answers. And that's just so you have a little heads up, know what to expect and why I'm doing what I'm doing. So thinking about these questions, these two questions, what is thy only comfort in life and in death, and how many things are necessary for thee to know that thou in this comfort mayest live and die happily, you can tell already that there's a lot of truth embedded in these questions. The first question assumes that there is a source of comfort. It assumes that there is only one, and it assumes that that one only legitimate source of comfort is sufficient for life and death. And then the second question takes for granted that we need to know something in order to be able to live and die happily in that comfort. And you also notice the other thing that's taken for granted that's baked in there, and that is it is possible to live and die happily in this comfort. Well, when I set it out like that, you could see that you could preach a whole sermon just on those few points. There is a comfort. There is only one comfort. That comfort is good enough for life and death. And when you know what you need to know to enjoy that comfort, it's possible to live and to die happily. That's an amazing proposition. That's a vision of the Christian life that we should not lose sight of. Obviously, we know what the comfort is. The comfort is that we belong to Christ. What we maybe don't always realize, or what we maybe don't always keep in mind, is that this only comfort is sufficient for life and for death. When we're looking at the circumstances of life with all its hardships, when we're looking at the last enemy, when we're thinking about what's going to look to the people around us like us being defeated, giving up the ghost, breathing our last, we can do that happily, if we belong to Christ, if we know from from what condition Christ redeemed us, if we know how he redeemed us, and if we know how to live in the light of that. What Christianity holds out to us, the teaching of the Bible in this regard, is that it is possible to live and die happily, but only if you find the genuine, the true, the only comfort in life and in death. That seems worth knowing, doesn't it?